Well, thanks for joining us today. You are listening to KidCheck's very first podcast, and we are so excited because joining us is founder and CEO of KidCheck, Alex Smith. And I have to share that if you've never had the opportunity to attend one of Alex's presentations, they're entitled Improving Security Within Your Organization, I highly suggest you take a look at some of the YouTube videos we have out there on our channel. In these videos, Alex shares great information for any organization that's really looking to improve safety and security. So just some front information if you're interested in hearing more than we offer here today. But one of the reasons that I asked Alex to join us for our first podcast was there's such an interesting backstory to KidCheck, and I believe that it all begins with him. You know, KidCheck hasn't always been in offices. KidCheck started with very humble means in a room above a garage and one man's vision to take this technology and this software solution to the masses. But with its inception comes a really great story, and I think it's great because I know today that being an entrepreneur is a hard road. Not everybody comes to the table with tons of capital behind them. Not everybody comes to the table with, you know, an entire business plan laid out or a crystal ball for the future. And so this foundational perspective that we're going to talk about today really speaks to the core of who KidCheck is. And I think that's just a great place to start. You know, there's tons of companies out there today that offer check-in, but it's more of an additional feature. And Alex, you decided to take Secure Children's Check-In and make it a core offering. So that's really interesting. But before we get started, I think we should share with people a little bit about who you are.
Okay.
So give us a brief glimpse of your personal history. Three things that somebody may not know about you.
Three things that somebody may not know about me. Well, the KidCheck story is a pretty it's a lot of twists and turns to kind of get us to where we are at today. And the beginning was less than ideal for most startups, but it really began about 20 years ago. Where I got out of college and got a job at an aerospace company in Southern California and worked there designing flight control systems for military aircraft and simulators and in kind of the high-tech industry, if you will. And that was a great opportunity for me. I'm an aviation addict, and so it was a really fun place to work. But it gave me that background in high-tech and into the IT industry and IT world, if you will. So that spurred on to other job opportunities, other careers in the same field, but just with different companies. So I had the opportunity to work at some of the largest ad agencies in Southern California doing their technology background and technology work, as well as a whole host of other places. One of the things that that was always on my heart, though, and that I've always loved to do was to be involved with law enforcement. So while I was in Southern California, I decided to join the Orange County Sheriff's Department and become a deputy sheriff, which I did. Went through post academy and was able to serve as a law enforcement officer and learned a ton of things. Met some really, really good people. Just a great opportunity for me. So fast forward a few years, I ended up coming to Boise, Idaho, to work for a big computer manufacturer up here, and. During that time, you know, really leveraging the IT background and learning how to manage organizations and manage, big companies and that sort of a thing. So KidCheck kind of came out of a culmination of those three backgrounds. It was this management experience working at a very large organization, coupled with sort of this love of high technology and understanding how the whole process and products work there. As well as having that law enforcement background. So those things kind of combined really sort of led to what became the birth of KidCheck.
Wow. That is a great story because, you know, I think your background speaks to it's not singular focused. You have experience in so many different areas that truly do pertain to keeping kids safe and children's security. And I think that is such an amazing perspective to have when you're talking about the product development of things that really focus on keeping kids secure. What do you think, in terms of all that experience that you have, you chose Secure Check-In? So how did you come to that decision? I mean, was there trial and error in that, or was it something that you had always set out to do, or did it just sort of morph into a direction that you thought, I'm going to build a company around this?
You know, it's interesting. I actually started off not with the product in mind, not with Secure Children's Check-In in mind, but more about the company. Mm-hmm. And I've always known that I wanted to start my own company, that I was sort of wired to be that risk taker and be an entrepreneur. And really just kind of sat down and thought about what type of a company do I want to create, and what does the organization need to look and feel like, and what kind of place would I want to wake up and go to work every morning and love what I do. And so that was really the foundational piece of what became KidCheck. I think the product itself, the product KidCheck, was really just birthed out of my background and my experience. I mean, when we started off, it was me writing software at 2 a.m. in my bonus room, and you know, taking phone calls and doing customer demos and that kind of thing at all hours of the night. So it was really kind of a homegrown effort where we just bootstrapped the whole thing. But really, the product just you know, was really sort of that perfect culmination of what am I good at, what are the things am I passionate about, and what do I love doing. That really sort of led to what KidCheck is today.
That is a great answer, because I think it's that passion that you really feel when you come into the offices at KidCheck. And I love your perspective on company culture. Share with our listeners a little bit about the culture you've tried to create here. I mean, not only does KidCheck offer a premium service level, but you have so many people that appear to truly enjoy what they're doing. How does one create that? I mean, what was the thought behind
that? You know, it was definitely, you have to really be very focused and intentionally build that culture. And it's a question you have to ask yourself every day. What do I want to build today, and what direction are we headed in the next moment, versus just letting it kind of happen on its own? So I think the biggest thing was a lot of lessons learned watching how a large company manages itself. That was the company that I came from to start KidCheck. And that was really, you know, kind of your typical corporate environment, where there's a lot of finger pointing when things go wrong, and it's a lot of empire building and a lot of big egos that go along with that. In KidCheck, I really wanted to make sure that that was not the case. So we have, on purpose, we've got a pretty flat corporate structure. We all have titles and different roles that we play, but in the nitty-gritty and down in the day-to-day trenches, if you will, we're pretty much all on the same team, and everybody is happy to pick up the oar that needs to be rowed and just go. So it's a company that where we treat everybody like an adult, but expect everybody to act like an adult, which is treating each other with respect and that sort of a thing. So it's and so far, it's actually worked very, very well. I had a lot of people tell me that I was nuts, that there was just no way that's not a great way to build a successful company, if you will. But I think hiring the right people, a lot of the folks that came to us were people that were also frustrated and tired with the large corporate culture structure, came from other very large companies where they were making a lot of money and were willing to kind of give up some of that to be here. But at the end of the day, I think the level of stress that we have within the company here is very low. The amount of benefits we can give employees is high. We've got a gym in our garage that people can go work out. We've got a ping pong table. We can go play ping pong if we want. At one point, we actually had an air hockey table until the sales reps all got mad that it was so loud inside the building when people would play. But we have a lot of fun, and we work really hard, but it's really, at the end of the day, KidCheck internally is a very close-knit family. Everybody knows what's going on in everybody's life. You know, it's the kind of place that we get together and hang out after work. If we want to go out and go have dinner someplace, you know, it's not very uncommon for folks just to go, hey, what are you guys doing for dinner? Let's, you know, go meet our wives over at the restaurant. So it's just a really neat environment, because people genuinely care about each other here. And that's very, very different from any other organization that I've worked at. But it's absolutely a breath of fresh air. And I've had a lot of people ask, since I've grown the company to a certain level, am I going to, go sell the company off or, merge with somebody else? And I, again, because the whole goal was to build a company, a great company that I loved working at, that goal I've been able to reach, and I'm going to be hard pressed to give that up. So I really like being here. I like what we've created, and we're going to be here for a long time.
That's great. So you mentioned early on the road of entrepreneurship is not often an easy one. There's twists, there's turns, there's... Back in the days when you were above the... when you were in the bonus room above the garage, KidCheck came to a certain point where you knew that you were either going to have to take this company across the finish line or go a different direction. And at that point, I know from just other past conversations and what I know about the company, that was a very difficult fork in the road, because there weren't a lot of people offering a lot of money. There weren't a lot of resources being handed to you. And frankly, a lot of people were wondering, is the faith-based market, children's ministry in particular, is that really an area where you can, exist as a company? And I always admired your faith and that point at which you said, I'm taking this company across the finish line. I'm all in. I'm going for it. What was that decision? Can you share with our listeners what the impetus behind that decision was?
Yeah, so it's one of the things that is a kind of a misconception about being an entrepreneur and starting up a business is that it's just like the Shark Tank. You have a great idea, you go find some investor who's going to throw a bunch of money at you and off you go. And that's, I think that is probably the exception rather than the rule. And when I started off the company, we did have opportunity to go and raise a bunch of money through different avenues, and we did raise some money. But at the end of the day, it just came down to kind of the sheer willingness to go all in. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I basically have every single dollar that I've ever earned, I think, mm-hmm. in this company someplace, mm-hmm. Sometimes two or three times over. Yeah. It's, you really, when you're starting a business, it is... in fact, I have a friend of mine that had a great phrase. He said, starting a business, you have to be a pig. And I said, a pig? What's that? And he said, well, when it comes to making breakfast, a chicken is involved, but a pig is committed. And that is so true with starting a business. We have so many folks that want to be the chicken when they start a company. They want to keep their existing job and do something on the side until it grows, and then they can jump ship to whatever their new venture is. And I think that rarely works out for folks. You really just have to go all in. And so I think, kind of coming to that realization, and it was a slow realization. As I went, I was able to invest some money and then raise a little bit of money and then invest some more money. And it kind of just went over time. But at some point, about 6 or 8 months into the business, you realize it's just going to take everything that you've got. And you just kind of have to pray that, God can make up the rest. As a kid, my dad was an entrepreneur as well. And I remember so many times watching him go to the mailbox on Saturday mornings to pick up the mail and, kind of praying that, all right, God, how are you going to meet payroll this week, and on checks that he'd already written employees. So just to kind of see that sort of faith from him and then to firsthand experience that from KidCheck as well in the early days was pretty tough. But, man, it makes you a lot stronger person just to be able to make it through on the other side of that.
That's great. Well, that's an amazing story of faith. And, one thing I will share with our listeners is that, as the employees of KidCheck, we often view the faith that Alex has here in the company and what we're providing, and we see the passion. And that really encourages a lot of trust and faith in the direction that we're going. So this sort of brings up the final question that I have, and where do you see KidCheck going from here? I mean, what does the future hold? You've accomplished so much, the company has just continued to grow, but what's next? I mean, what do you see the future in Secure Children's Check-In, or, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And there's a lot of different answers to that question. But I think one of the best ways to kind of state that, there was a football game I was watching recently, and there was a commercial on where the actor in the commercial was just simply talking about You know, sometimes to move forward, you have to go back. And I thought that was kind of meaningful for the direction that the company is headed. When you look at the church market, it is flooded with so many different tools and software products that well-intentioned volunteers have created and then decided they can sell on, or products that have been around for 20 plus years. And the challenge with that is that a lot of those tools are not well supported or just don't do what they say that they're going to do very, very well. So I think from a church's standpoint, they're often kind of neglected in terms of a market. So there are a handful of opportunities for us in, not only in the children's check-in area, but also in a broader sense, just within tools, better tools for churches as a whole. When we built KidCheck, that was one of the things that we really paid attention to, that I really had to pay attention to, was just making sure that the product was as easy to use as possible. And on the front, where the children's pastors are using the product and clicking around, it needs to be needs to look very, very simple, even though the system may be doing something very complicated on the back. So I think looking at that same model moving forward into other areas of ministry and church need, if you will, we're excited to kind of take that same model and try and address other issues or other areas in the market that may need additional tools. So if I can be as cryptic as possible, I'll leave it at that.
Of course. Well, thank you for sharing as much as you did. And we're excited to see what the future holds and the new sorts of offerings that will be coming out from KidCheck. So I'm hopeful to say that the future is very bright. It looks like that's all the time that we have for today. So thank you, Alex, for joining us and sharing with us such a great story. I mean, your journey here with KidCheck has been just an amazing one. And it's just been great to be able to share that with people. So if you're new to KidCheck, or this is the first time that you've heard about us and you'd like to know more, we really encourage you to visit KidCheck.com. It's got great information out there on keeping kids safe, children's security, tips and tricks, best practices, lots of FAQs and information on getting started with us. We also have a completely redesigned support area, which the feedback that we're getting is really, really helpful. Lots of good information out there. And then, of course, we're always here 6 days a week, Sunday, that includes Sundays. And so if you need any help from us at all, there's lots of ways to get in touch, and we're always here to support you. So thanks again for joining us. We really appreciate you clicking in. Have a fantastic day, and we'll look forward to chatting with everyone soon.